So why did Samuel not hear the voice of the Lord? The voice that is described as a double-edged sword. The word of God, whose truth will unshackle. Hannah, his mother, had placed him in the tabernacle. Where better to hear the Lord speak, whether waiting an hour, a day, or a week? But why didn't he recognise the Lord's voice? He ministered before the Lord under Eli, observing rituals and traditions and learning his trade. After serving his master faithfully each day, he would go to his room, and on his bed he laid. No doubt saying his evening prayers, offering up his thanksgiving, praising his mighty God for a righteous life worth living. Asking his God to forgive him his sins, and praying his parents were happy and well. Surely his God, the one true God, to him all things he could tell. But wait, what was that? A voice in the night, and no one around him. Could that be right? Who could it be, and was it a dream? Did I imagine it? No, it must have been. Or maybe it wasn't. But they did know me by name. Is someone playing a silly game? Ah, he thought, I know who it was. My master and teacher is calling. He is getting on in age, and it won't be the first time he's called me as he's falling. So off to Eli he ran, ever willing and eager to serve. Yet he forgot who his master really was, and rather misplaced his verve, or should I say enthusiasm, that sounds better. Whoever it was didn't have time to write a letter, for as soon as he returned to his bed, again the word from God was said, Samuel. There was no panic or upset from a God who'd already paid the boy's debt. He just simply remained calm and kept calling. Even though Samuel thought it was Eli falling or needing his help at this ungodly hour, there remained his glory and power. But this time his teaching and knowledge of God was being tested, as Eli told him to answer his God as he laid down and rested. His obedience to Eli and faith combined allowed him new ears to hear and seek the divine. A message received that wasn't the nicest to hear, though sharing it with Eli caused him to fear. But once the voice of his Father God had been heard and obeyed, forever with him, that voice stayed. So why do we not hear the Lord's voice at times, through thinking he won't speak, we won't see the signs? The more silent we think he is, we'll turn off our minds that crackle and fizz, with the knowledge that he hears our prayers, knows our thoughts, and attends to our cares. It may be that the Lord's voice is drowned out, that other voices carry more clout. The louder ones that scream, how much do you earn? Have you finished your homework? You have some more calories to burn. Whose sound are you beginning to learn? Or is learning the sound of yet one more voice, only giving yet another choice for you to make that just gets too much? With all the busyness, it all becomes double dutch. There is no space for the one who brings peace, for the one who brings rest and allows fears to cease. Is it because we just don't want to hear what God has to say, so we turn over the page in the hope he'll go away? Put him on hold, silence and mute, for worry his answers will better suit. Another time, another place. Thank God he is a God of grace. And indeed his grace will last forever. His friendship and love will absolutely never let you down or walk away, throw you aside or make you pay for not listening and doing what he said. In him is a relationship that will never be dead. For all he wants is our undivided attention, that daily you would give him a mention. His loving kindness and guidance through life that may not always keep you from trouble and strife, but walk with you through it, through thick and thin. shielded from life's arrows. He will lead you through the straight and the narrow path that keeps us holy, giving us strength to reach out to the lowly, sharing the love of Christ with others, brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers, encouraging those who are plainly lost, bringing God's love to melt the frost that has frozen the hearts of those we see, turning them to stone, solid like a tree. But just like a tree, there are shoots of life, and God's love that we share cuts like a knife and exposes the truth in people's lives. So they begin to see and they begin to thrive. When married to the one who gives new life, live long and prosper, the Lord says to his children, in a land flowing with milk and honey, where every day is one that is sunny, because the sun shines on the ones he shows love. A gift of spirit, like that of a dove, will descend on those who seek his voice and make him their number one choice. But with every promise that sets us free, there also comes a warning. For those who do not seek the voice of the Lord this morning, a place awaits us where God can't be found. No matter where we look, he won't be hanging around. So resist the devil and his ways, and let the Lord set his gaze upon you. So hell will not chain you, but Christ's love will set you free to speak life into situations and bring happiness and glee to those who don't know God and his everlasting arms. May you who listen share the charms of a life lived with Father, Son and Spirit, a most perfect team. For the community we live in, this should be our dream, that we would all stand together in the safe arms of the Lord, hearing the same voice and never being pulled this way or that, all over the place, but all rest together in his mercy and his grace. Is the Lord speaking to you today? Is he speaking to us?